Sorry. Wait. There's this clip. Okay, listen. Have you ever heard of Peppa Pig? Okay, wait. Don't look at me like that. Okay, I have nieces and nephews, okay? They used to be obsessed with that show. But there's this clip and it's on TikTok and it's the one. Okay, so she's trying. She can't whistle. So she's been trying to learn how to whistle. She can't whistle. She's devastated. She calls her friend, and then her friend, it's I think the sheep. Sheep, is it a sheep? Yeah. And she's like, "Oh, I'm so sad because I don't know how to whistle." And then her friend is like, "Oh, I don't know how to whistle either." And don't make fun of my accent. I'm not good at it. Okay, anyway, so and she's like, "I don't know how to whistle either." And then Peppa's like so excited. She's like, "That's great." And she's like, "Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy. I mean, that's sad that you can't whistle, but it's great because neither can I," or whatever. And stop. I know I'm bad at the accent, okay? But listen, do you want to hear the story or not? Okay, so then, and then, mind you, again, remember, they're on the phone, okay? And her friend is like, "Wait, what's whistling?" And then Peppa is like, "It's when you put your lips together and blow." And then her friend does like this. And then Peppa just click, just hangs up on her friend. Oh my God, it's so funny. And then her face is just serious, deadpan, like she's pissed. So funny. Here, let me send it to you. Anyway, I forget. Every time that comes up, I'm just like, I laugh every time. Anyway, wait, what? What do you mean you don't know how to whistle? You don't know how to whistle? You literally just put your lips together and blow. Okay, wait. Okay, I need you to try it for me. Can you? Sorry. Okay, if you were laughing at my fake accent, then you get a little giggle out of me, okay? That's what best friends are for. We laugh at each other. Okay. So, okay. So, I can try teaching you. So, it's not just putting your lips together. You have to have some control of the moisture in your mouth and around your lips, and also kind of like the shape of your tongue. So let's do the easy part first. Copy my mouth shape. So it's like giving a kiss like this, but like you're really exaggerating and you're making it really tight. So it's not really a like a make out kiss, more like just like a quick peck on the cheek or something, I guess. Maybe. Well, no. Maybe not a peck on the cheek, that'd probably hurt. But okay, it has to just be a little firmer. So no, come here. Come here. Okay. So come on. Okay, feel the way my fingers are squeezing your lips. Just like that. Like, okay, now make them a little firmer. Your lips. Put some tension in it. Okay. No, see, you're wanting to open your mouth. Close it up a little bit more. Yes. Yes, like that. close to you. Okay. So now you need to kind of like, sorry, just looking at your mouth. You need to kind of make a dip in your tongue, like the front of your tongue. Don't block the little hole that air is going to come out with your tongue. You want to kind of like, I can't really explain it. Maybe, okay. This is going to be a little weird. So, can you open your mouth a little bit? Okay. So, I'm going to push your tongue. My hands are clean. I'm going to push your tongue down a little. Like that. Okay. Now, put like some tension. Like, oh, here, I'll put two fingers like that. So weird. I know. I feel like I'm really, really close to your mouth. I mean, my fingers are like in your mouth. Just, okay, maybe just one finger. I feel like two fingers is too much. But tuck your tongue down like this. See, I'm doing it to myself too, okay? Like that. And wrap your, wrap your lips around my finger. Like you're gonna whistle, so like you're making that lip shape again. Hey, there you go. There you go. Okay, now I'm gonna take it out. Okay. Okay. So now blow. See? There was a little bit there. Good. Okay. Okay, good. So we got a little bit going on, but we want it obviously to be better. So I think at this point it's the moisture in your mouth and around your, like your lips. So lick your lips. Yeah, like that. And do the shape again of your lips, your tongue. It's good. Okay, good. And try again. Better. So much better. Wow, that was really good. Okay. Let's try to do the catcall whistle. You know. Yeah. That. Oh, come on. It's not that hard. Now, for that, it's about controlling your breath and also your tongue movement to get like that little inflection going on. It's about how you move your tongue. So think of it like a roller coaster. You want to get like a wave like that. Like you go up and then down. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. So you want to do that with kind of like from the back to the front of your tongue. So I guess really more like a wave, not a roller coaster, not that sharp, but like a long wave. Okay. Okay. Does that make sense? Is that a little better? Okay, cool. So try it. Okay. Okay. So we need some work on the movement of your tongue. I wish I could. Well, I mean, there is a way for me to show you. Here. Give me your finger. I'm going to put it in my mouth and I'm going to kind of mimic that motion. Okay. Okay. Oh. It's like this. Like that. Did that help? Sorry, your finger's wet. But did that help a little bit? Okay, try it then. Better, better, but now, maybe. I could show you another way, but it's not exactly conventional. If that's okay. Well, what I had in mind is, you trust me, right? Close your eyes. Part your lips. Did you feel my tongue like that? Do that. Go on. Whistle. Perfect. That was perfect. Job. You think you need more direction? Well, I think I can give you more direction. Because whistling is also about breath control. So, I'm gonna stick my finger back in your mouth. I want you to practice that movement with your tongue that I just taught you. I want you to control your breath, okay? It's important for whistling. Oh, don't worry about what my finger's doing. I'm just running my hand down the middle of your body. And pulling your skirt up a little bit. Control your breath. Good. You're so good at taking direction. Keep trying to whistle. It's gonna take control of your breath while my finger starts. Oh, it's okay. You know I'm gonna take care of you. That's what besties are for. Just keep whistling. Oh, you're getting wet. Keep whistling. Try to do the cat call whistle again. Oh, don't stop whistling. I want you to keep trying. You need to breathe through it. Don't focus on my fingers circling your clit like that. Because my finger is going to slide right inside of you. Inside of your wet little pussy. Yeah. Just like that. Yeah. Oh, my thumb starts circling your clit. Go on, keep whistling. Oh, it doesn't matter if I'm fingering you and circling your clit. It doesn't matter if your thighs are shaking. You should be able to control your breathing to give me a good, perfect whistle. Yeah, just like that. Keep whistling. A little faster. Yeah, you like when my finger and thumb move a little faster, yeah? Yeah. Oh, yes. There we go. Keep going. Keep whistling for me. That's it. That's it. Oh, such good whistles. I mean, you're getting there. Keep practicing that tongue movement here. Let me see. Practice that tongue movement with my tongue in your mouth. Oh, so good. Oh, yeah. What are you gonna do? Come on, say it. Say it. You're gonna come. Oh, you're gonna come. Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, keep practicing your breathing. Practice. Breathe through it. Breathe through it. Breathe through it. Oh, you like that right there, don't you? God, you look so hot. Yeah. Oh. Fuck, your pussy's clenching my fingers so tight. Oh, you're gonna come, aren't you? Oh, and the next test. Oh, scream for me. Scream for your busty fingering. Fuck. Oh, my God. You're so fucking hot. Good job. Catch your breath. Here. Why don't you practice that tongue movement again? But on my finger that was just inside you. Oh, it's good, isn't it? I think your mouth is all nice and wet for a good whistle. So give me a good whistle. Perfect. Now, what else can I teach you?